I'm sure he's going to talk about the free SHS and the bills that he recently assented to. That's the special prosecutor and then the development bills. And probably, I don't know about the economy because the city is not doing too well. Even after the announcement of the reduction of taxes for spare parts, when you go to Abosokan, spare parts are still expensive. Even the spare parts dealers are complaining. For the economy, like I said, nothing much. But I'm just happy they were able to implement their flagship program, the free SHS.
I just still want to know what, you know, everything that has been said that will be done, how far it's going. I mean, what are the future plans for the next 3 years? We've seen 1 year. We've seen things that have been done, like free SHS. I am a little maybe skeptical about all the other things that are going to happen. For example, when you look at three other regions that are supposed to be formed, like I just feel like it's going to take a lot of, I mean, government coffers to be able to do that also. And so if we don't have money, I mean, where are we going to find the money to be able to do all those three extra regions? Because I believe all those regions will have to have, like, regional ministers, will have to have DCs, MCs, all the offices that we created for them, all the transportation. I just feel like it's a lot of money.
We hope that he'll be able to provide very good answers to the questions on the alleged payments for the cash for seats saga. Then also, the Gitmo 2, their stay has expired. So we want his comments on it, whether their stay has been extended or he intends to let the Gitmo 2 leave the country. And since I'm a woman, we want to see more action in terms of street children, in terms of destitutes, women and then girls especially, and address issues when it comes to rape and violence perpetrated against women and children.
We have a lot of things where I want to make it talk. Some things is not going through. Like some people was complaining about the president is not making this well, it's going on. And I want to make it talk that make the dress, everything where Ghana will be fine. Therefore, Ghana, we don't want any confusion with anybody. We want the Ghana to go forward. Then if you do your office to do some work, you have to do your work journey. For no, they had some things.
Fuel prices, if he would address that, I would want to know what's going on. And then electricity tariffs and then water tariffs.
Our roads in a bad state, so we need good roads. The first, the maids and drivers have been taken, it's up now, so they should find something to do about the petrol.
Those were views of the public on what they expect President Akufo-Addo to address in his media encounter today.